The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
This is Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome to The Rack Extra Views right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com, and we stream at twitch.tv/WTLive 4 times a week with a wide range of content, mainly focused around the world of sports and entertainment, among other things. I am the producer, Sir Rockin, here with a brand new review, this time for EA Sports Presents Madden NFL 26. Yes, y'all, Madden is back. Speaking of Madden, EA Sports Madden NFL 26 is now available. Yes, it's now available for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, the PC, which, you know, it's in the Epic Game Store, which, you know, you can use creator code ROCKSOCK, because we are a hashtag Epic partner. And it is also now available on the Switch, too. So get out and get Madden NFL 26, because it is now available. But yes, everybody, it's finally that time. It is the official kickoff of the NFL season. Now that Madden has officially been released, preseason games have kicked off. I've started planning and strategizing for my fantasy draft coming up. And, you know, the kickoff for your Super Bowl champions, my Philadelphia Eagles, is like less than a month away at this point, maybe less than 4 weeks. We're getting there. We're gonna be here any second, which is why having Madden back is the best way to prepare for the upcoming NFL season. Now, speaking of the game itself, though, it feels like one of the main focus of the game this year has been like making overall improvements to the game environments to make them feel more authentic with more real-life presentation. They've added upgraded New Jersey technology. They're updated helmets. Coaches have been updated with new logos and everything like that. More realistic scans for the coaches and some of the players. Everything kind of feels more realistic in that manner. They've updated the game day traditions for each stadium, giving a team's home field advantage. Like, I was playing a primetime game with the Eagles, and it's all the lights are out, and you have the big, you know, green lights as they come out of the tunnel, swoop running them out was really cool. Loading into the game, you hear the Eagles fight song, which is awesome. Fly Eagles fly, cause, you know, with the champs and everything like that. So it's been cool to see that. And we'll get more into presentation in a second. They focused on the weather of the game. Like, I noticed right away, when playing rain, the player slips a little bit differently. They created some new animations where they fall and they slip. You could see that they updated the snow, because it's been a while since the snow had a real update, and you could see they changed some of the snow patterns and how it plays out on the field. And now, weather gives teams home field advantage, because cold weather teams play better, like the Bills and the Packers and New England, who are used to playing in the snow. But they also get a disadvantage when they play in the hot weather. Like when you go down south to Miami or Jacksonville, it's a little bit hotter. They play a little bit worse in those type of conditions. So, like, having that advantage is really cool. And it should have been a thing all along, but now that it's in the game, it was a nice added feature. I really do appreciate that they kept the different announce teams, all three different announce teams from last year. I was afraid they would be like, hey, we experiment with this, and it's hard to get all six different people to do announcing. But then they kept it, which was great, and it keeps the game fresh. The addition of Rich Eisen's voice into the game, very nice. Gives you that real NFL feel when he's giving you like tips and the menus and stuff. But most importantly, the big change, the big update, Scott Hansen. He's the NFL voice these days, because, you know, he's the voice of the NFL Red Zone. But adding him for the halftime show is such an upgrade over Coach. Don't get me wrong, Coach was fine. He was good. But you don't think NFL when you hear the coach. I think wrestling. I don't think NFL, but that's what they used for the past few years, and it was fine. But hearing Scott Hansen's voice, it's just such a big improvement. It's like you're hearing the NFL highlights he does on the Red Zone channel. I was like, this is perfect. What would be cool is like, you know, like the big thing he does, it's like the season kicks off, or week 3 kicks off now and stuff like that. What if you brought that into the game and we go to the Octobox and we he does his normal voiceover and you see all the games kicking off at once, and then it zooms in and focuses on your game. That would be fun, an addition. So maybe we can get that next season? Maybe? Huh? Huh? Hint, hint. Also, the weekly recap. That's a cool addition as well. But back on presentation a little bit, they added the primetime game look. Each game has different score bugs, the authentic music. Like, you get the NFL music for, like, the authentic one for the... This is a featured NFL presentation. It's like, oh, we're getting serious with realistic sounds. The soundtrack for the game is really cool, too. I like some of the music choices. It's a mix of current popular music and some nice throwbacks. So that was good. But yeah, the score bug's looking different. Dedicated announce team for each type of game in the prime time. It keeps it look fresh. So I like that we get to see, hey, because they can't call Monday Night Football Sunday Night Football, but it's Monday Night Primetime. It's Sunday Night Primetime. So it's a nice little twist, and it gives it its own unique feel. Also, this is such a huge change. So, you know, when you're playing and you go to throwback jerseys, but you're still using the old the regular current day logos on the field, it kind of looks off. They fixed that. They've updated the stadiums to match uniforms you're wearing. So no matter what you're, so if you're, say you're the Eagles, right? You're wearing the retro old Kelly Green jerseys. Everything from the end zone to the logo on the field are using the old logo and the old font. The color green is different. We have the Kelly Green around the stadium instead of the current midnight green, which is nice. Also, when they wear the black jerseys, they updated the red zone to match that. All big presentation changes. Big, big improvement. So it's now cool to be the Retro Eagles, and the stadium looks like the Retro Eagles. I'm cool with that. Now, when it comes to one of the big feature changes, it's they've added a QB DNA to the game, where NFL QBs in Madden feel more realistic and more compatible to their current day counterpoint. So, for example, I was playing a game against Bills in the snow. It's late in the season. It's at night. Big game. So, big game, Josh Allen came out to play. He's down. I'm up like 2 scores, 10 points, something like that. It was like, no, it was 14 points. And he comes down, does one of his classic drives. He storms down the field, makes a big throw, and then he scrambled for a big long run. And actually felt like Josh Allen was driving and making those decisions because he did one of those, you know, his classic big scramble. He takes off and just runs. In the past, with the tendencies, they would have slid right away. He didn't. He took a big run, took the big hit, and got his team the first down, of course, but and then led them to a touchdown. But that's beside the point. But it felt like it was Josh Allen. So they added that. Speaking of which, the coaching tendencies have added a nice twist to the game as well. They've added analytics, more realistic percentage of what the coaches would do in real life. They highlight it with this blue glow around the play that you should choose. It would be one the coach would choose, which is neat. And I know they've updated the AI logic because there were a lot more fourth down calls in the games I've been playing than ever in the past. And for sure, there have been more quarterback sneaks called in, I would say, the 20 games I've played so far than in the last 10 years of the game combined. So they've really upped that logic because fourth down calls and quarterback sneaks are a big part of the game. But speaking of which, where's the tush push, guys? Come on, guys. Tush push. We need the tush push. We need the tush push. Speaking of player changes, the one thing that they added, they didn't add the tush push yet. Please add the tush push. Please. But Saquon's leap that they added into the game, oh my god, on runs where you could just dive, jump over a player, it's been so awesome to play as. That's been so cool. Like, I didn't think about leaping. Like, you used to be able to jump a little bit, but no, you get the Saquon leap. Oh, it's awesome. It's so much fun to play as. Anyway, they've done big changes to that. Now, they've also updated and made some tweaks to the playbooks and the depth charts. They've updated roles for long snappers. They've updated roles for edge rushers and the like. So they've updated a bunch of that stuff. They've added what's called block steering, where it helps you open up run lanes for your running backs. I noticed that, like, you can see different, like, arm motions, like guiding things and holding onto the back of a player. I noticed that a few times. To be able to run through a hole and get a better block. I like that change. They added more stunts and twists and calls for in the zone formations for defense on the pre-snap adjustments, which has been a nice added change and helpfulness. Same, they added a bunch of stuff for pre-snap on the offense as well. When it comes to the franchise mode, they've updated scouting for current matchups, tendencies, injury reports. You got to take notice of it when you're game planning. But the biggest change has been wear and tear. They added this whole new system where it's like injuries happen, but you didn't get much detail. Now you know exactly where your player is being hurt at. You get a full scan of their body, where they're coming weaker, especially on the star players. Like with Saquon, when he's used too much, they kind of show you, hey, he's kind of wearing down. So you got to be mindful of changing him in and out. And you could, there's ways to make in-game adjustments really quick and kind of make it feel like, you know, you're keeping an eye on your player's health. And that comes a big part. I lost two defensive tackles really early on, which was not the best. And then offensive linemen get worn down a little bit if they're doing the same thing over and over again, which will lead to injuries. But if a player gets injured now, one of the things they've done is when they're hurt on the field and come back into the game, you have an option to like add different tape, how to tape up their body, or add an elbow pad or a knee pad somewhere just to kind of keep them healthy and kind of, hey, we're toughening it down and getting back into the game. Will cause them injury risk? Probably. But, you know, the old saying, you just rub some dirt on it, but now you can tape it up and go from there. It's an unexpected feature, but it was a nice little feature added. There's dynamic injury statuses, so upgrading your training staff during franchise mode will be very beneficial long-term. So there is that. In terms of, like, the superstar mode, you can bring people over from College Football 26, which we talked about last month, which you could check out the review right now at rockradioshow.com. You bring them out from College Football 26 and bring them into Madden. If you would like to import that character, you could start anew as well here in Madden NFL 26. They added more live events and challenges to the Ultimate Team mode. If that's your genre of playing, new leaderboards, more rewards. They cleaned up the Ultimate Team UI. It's a lot cleaner. Big improvement from what it used to be. But this is Madden. It's great. It's a great game. It's always a great game. Are there issues sometimes? Yeah. Do people complain over and over about different things? Yeah. But if you're looking for that true, authentic football game, this is the game for you. And they added a bunch of stuff this season to make it feel like real NFL football presentation. From the lighting, to the weather, to the announcing, to all the music in the game. They want to make it the ultimate NFL presentation. I think they nailed it on this one. Has always been good, yeah, but you could tell the team learned from College Football 26 and the college football franchise, where adding different things to make each stadium feel unique is a big thing, and it's one of the driving forces with to make college football game feel real authentic. And bringing that over into the Madden franchise was a great upgraded feature. I'm impressed. So yeah, they did that. The presentation's great. Updated AI logic. And the use of analytics and telling you, hey, in this situation, do this play. And this is what this coach would call in this situation. It adds more difficulty to the game and more strategy to the game if you play that way. If you just run and gun and throw, then you won't notice some of the stuff. But if you take your time and look at, hey, there's a 40% chance for this play, or there's a 10% chance this play, the coach would call this play. And you listen to it and it works. It's like, okay, this play works. Now you go back to it and you know, hey, in these situations, this would work. And it's added more realism to the game. If you're a big analytics person. And I kind of like some analytics from time to time. So it's helped. They made some big steps. The game continues to improve year after year. They've done a really good job this season with Madden NFL 26. So go out and get it. Go out and get EA Sports Madden NFL 26, which is available right now for PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series X and S. The new Nintendo Switch 2. So gaming on the go with Madden NFL 26. You can play a game while you're driving to the game. Or you can get it on PlayStation or on the PC, which is in the Epic Game Store, which, you know, we're a hashtag Epic partner. So use the supporter creator code ROCKINSOCK. Just do the thing. Because we're a hashtag Epic partner. Or whenever you buy anything in the Epic Game Store. But anyway, with that being said, this has been the Rack Extra Reviews Madden NFL 26. You can check out the live edition of The Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, along with the Raw Post Show every Monday night following Monday Night Raw, along with CB Radio on Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, and Wrestle Talk Radio live Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern. You can check out all of our reviews from the past at RackRadioShow.com. Just search The Rack Radio Show on all podcasting platforms. This has been the Rack Extra Reviews right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next time for another review. Until then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.